If you remember back to your childhood and you get scared, you know, start hollering for your parents, you know, there's a monster in my closet, there's a ghost in my room. Your parents would come in and say, there's no such thing as ghosts, you know.
Mike Jacobus says everyone can see ghosts. Some people just forget how.
Ghosts ain't real. There's no such thing. And you get to hearing that over and over again, you know, and you get conditioned. You know, there's not any ghosts. So you actually lose that ability.
Mike and his wife, Cindy, are paranormal investigators, ghost hunters, but they're also historians. They've dug up a lot of stories about old Waco during their investigations, and starting this weekend, they're telling those stories on a monthly ghost tour.
This has been, what, 3 years, 2.5 years in the making? We have interviewed a lot of people. We've had people share their stories from their grandfathers that lived, or great-grandfathers that actually lived in that age, mm-hmm. about how life was.
It's going to be history-based and what we have found on our investigations, so historic ghost.
They'll be bringing some of their ghost hunting equipment along on the tour. They use infrared cameras and electromagnetic field detectors to try and identify deviations in the environment, possible indicators for paranormal activity.
It is believed that when a spirit tries to manifest or is present and you can't see him, they put off this electromagnetic energy. And this is all theory because nobody has ever really died, went over to the other side, did ghostly things, and then come back to tell the living about it.
Mike and Cindy have been doing this kind of investigation in Waco since 2008. Their more famous investigations include the Dr. Pepper Museum, the Hippodrome Theater, the Waco Civic Theater, and Jasper's Barbecue in East Waco, all haunted. Mike says Jasper's had three ghosts, one of which was a little girl riding a tricycle.
And she would ride her little tricycle down to Jasper's to get a grape knee-high. And one day, she was crossing the street on her tricycle. This car turned the corner, didn't see her, ran over and killed her. The past owner was having a bread delivery from a Rainbow, Mrs. Baird's Bread. And he went back into the safe to get the money to come back and pay the guy. And the guy said, where did your daughter go? When he came back out, and he says, daughter? He said, yeah, a little girl just asked me what time do they open? And then she went around the back where you were. He said, son, I'm the only one here.
So I had to ask, are ghosts friendly? Cindy says, sometimes.
You take with you when you die how you are on this earth. If you're a good person, that goes with you. If you're mean, that goes with you as well. And if they're still hanging around, they're still going to be mean.
And as for Mike, he says friendly or unfriendly, when he goes, he's going to be around.
Tell you what, when I die, instead of my headstone saying RIP, I want to say BRB. Be right back. I'm going to haunt the heck out of somebody.
The first ghost tour will meet in Nympha's parking lot this Saturday at 8 p.m. Tours will take place the first Saturday of every month. Find more information on the Facebook page of McLennan County Paranormal Investigators. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Ryland Barton.